Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe Podcast, a podcast for healthcare professionals who want to build a profitable writing business. I'm your host, Janine Kalbach. I'm a wife, mother of two incredible boys, labor and delivery nurse who created my own profitable writing business back in 2015, and I'm ready to share my secrets along the way with some help from some incredible guests. My goal is to help you open up your creative mind with my podcast, courses, and Facebook group, the Savvy Scribe Collective, to help you build your own profitable writing business. So let's take a listen. Welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe. Today we are talking about video pitching for prospecting. So if you are currently writing pitches to try to gain clients, today is just a different way to look at it, thinking outside the box a little bit, and how to engage your clients in just a different way of communication. So as you guys know, we are in that era of video. Look at, you know, everywhere on social media. You look at Facebook Live, you look at YouTube, Snapchat, Insta Stories. People love this stuff. And podcasting, obviously. You're listening to this right now. A lot of people are listening to podcasts when they're on the road and when they just, you know, are on a mindless thing, like if they're on a walk or they're folding laundry or something like that. So today, we're going to talk about the changes in that and, you know, how to start incorporating some video pitching for your clients. And I'm going to talk about my experiences in it and how to start doing this for yourself and your clients. So I actually learned first about video pitching through Gina Horkey, and I'll actually put her episode in the show notes. But when I was working with her years ago, I was doing a little bit of VA work. And when I, and for those of you that don't know what VA is, virtual assisting. So this is something, again, if you listen to Gina's episode, you'll hear when you, after you start freelancing as a writer, you can always build upon those skills and start offering those skills for different clients. But that's a whole different episode. Let's talk about what we're here for. So what I started doing was video pitching clients for VA work, and it was fun and I loved it. And okay, let's start with you know, talking about like getting yourself on video, right? So many people just don't like that. But I'll tell you, the more you do it, the more comfortable you're going to be. You guys will see me on Facebook Live now. I don't care. You know, like I'll do it after I work out, just whenever I could get on there. So for clients, I am a little more professional and I get my hair, you know, I'll do my hair or something like that. But, you know, present yourself, and it's interesting about, you know, how you portray yourself. That little bit of face-to-face, well, face-to-computer interaction really resonates with your clients. So I've landed a few gigs this way, and so thought, let's pass it on to you guys. So how to start? There's some tools and we'll talk about that, but really I want to talk to you guys about don't hate yourself on the video. Start by doing, you know, little videos maybe to your friends. There's an app on the phone called Marco Polo, and it's a free app, and you could just start adding your friends on it and you'll get to see yourself. And sometimes that in itself will break you out of that shell of, you know, how ugly we all look as a selfie mode. I get it. You know, I truly do. It's a very hard thing to get over. I remember my first Facebook Live I ever did was with Carol Bush and Janet Kennedy when we were first launching the Healthcare Marketing Network back in 2017. And oh my gosh, you guys, I was so nervous. I sent everybody out of the house. I was so nervous about my internet connection, like everything. And after I did that one, I was like, okay, that wasn't so bad. So if you need a little practice, message me. I'll put you on a Facebook Live in our group just to see how it goes. See how you feel amongst our peers here before you start doing it for actual clients. On the show, I'm always talking about delegating things. And one of the things I've definitely delegated slash automated in my life is groceries. And I use the Walmart grocery app. You guys can go over to www.thesavvyscribepodcast.com/Walmart grocery and receive $10 off your first purchase. I have actually used Walmart grocery when we've gone on trips. You can actually add groceries to your cart, the Walmart you want to pick it up at, and when you get to your destination for vacation, just go and pick up your groceries. Easy as that. Another way we use it is when it's a nasty, nasty storm outside and I don't want to take my kids out of the car. Talk about lazy or talk about delegation and automation. That's what I'm talking about. Head on over to thesavvyscribepodcast.com/Walmart grocery to save $10 and never go grocery shopping again. Take that time and now use it in your business. The next thing I want to cover is to keep it short. Everybody's attention span, as you know, is very short. I try to keep my episodes like this pretty short and valuable and takeaways because that's what clients want as well. That's what everybody wants this day and age is just very short to the point kind of content. So another thing, jot down that when you make a video pitch, to make it short. But you want to start off by introducing yourself really short, no more than about 2 to 3 sentences, and then dive into your samples. Share your samples. And you could even do like a screenshot or a screen capture of your samples and put them throughout your video. Make it really cool. The other thing you could do is hire somebody over on Fiverr.com or something to edit your video and maybe add in the little pictures or whatever you want to do with it. They can add little animations, whatever, to make it kind of cool. You don't have to. These are just little things you can add to it. I wouldn't share more than, again, like 3 samples at the end. Give them a few pitches that you have. Again, very short, to the point. Give them a topic and maybe 3 to 5 bullet points about that topic that you're covering in your articles and a call to action. We always, in our pitches, I always teach you guys, you always want a call to action so that there's always room for follow-up. So at the end, you know, talk about your website if you have one, how to get a hold of you, your email address, and when you send over the video, make sure you include, you know, well, it's going to be probably from your email, so make sure they know that. Now, a cool thing over on LinkedIn now is you can do video, but you can also do a voice message. I don't know how well this works. I haven't done it for pitching yet, but you know, it's just another option, another way for clients to hear us and hear our voices and know we're real people and with real experiences and real value to give to their audience. I am going to start trying to do that, and I'll report back and let you guys know how it goes. If you're interested in doing some video pitching and you're an insider on our Savvy Scribe Insiders group, again, that group is for those who are working with me as a subcontractor and those that have finished the Savvy Scribe Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow course over in our Growth Lab. You are then thrown into our insider group and you then get free writing jobs. Meaning you get paid, but you have free clients. So if you want to start pitching through there, by all means, start using some of the tools. And those tools are, you can always use Zoom. Zoom is free, and you just have to save it on your computer, send me over the video. You could do it on Loom. Loom is a Chrome extension you can do, and I do it for a lot of my training videos because you can record your screen. You could also share your screen over in Zoom, but those are two of my favorite ones. There's so many different options out there, you guys, but those are my two favorite. Send me some of your pitches. I want to hear from you guys, and go
That's
get your write-up.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.